Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's Tyler Palumbis and D-Mac.
My guy, Chad Brown, coming in, man.
Appreciate you being here, dude.
Happy to be here with you. Feels a little bit odd following two offensive linemen.
Why is that?
I don't like those dudes. I mean, I like those guys personally, but, you know.
What do you think offensive linemen get wrong that you see the world right in being a defensive player, being a linebacker?
Cheating is a part of their game.
So it's a part of their life then?
Yes.
It clouds judgment on everything?
If that's how you go out and play the game with the whole purpose to cheat and not get caught,
yeah,
it can't help but spill over to everything else that you do.
By the way, we might have just set a world record for ripping on other people. Within 5 seconds, Chad comes in just to destroy two guys. It's like two birds with one stone right there. Boom. Just like that. That took no time. You don't think these guys compete? I love it.
Say it with your chest.
How you been?
I've been good, man.
Yeah?
I've been really good.
You like this temperature? Is this... I know you do the soaking hot yoga. I don't know if you like living in an inferno. Although you got a place down there in the desert.
I got a place in Arizona. Yeah, I enjoy the heat. I am similar to my reptiles. I'm solar powered, man.
Best reptile you got going on right now?
Ooh, I took a trip to Indonesia. After my rookie year, and I helped discover a species of python on that trip.
You know, it's just, you just open the door, something, you know, scary pops out when it comes to Chad. Yeah, I know, terrifying.
So on that trip to Indonesia, we you know, obviously the natives on the island of Halmahera knew about that python, but we brought it back to Western science and documented it and all that. And so I'm raising up two males and two females
Wow.
of that species.
Come on.
Hoping to be the first person to breed them outside of Indonesia.
You know, you ask a simple question, you get a fascinating answer.
Man, I'm full of it.
Where's the podcast on that right there?
It's coming.
Awesome. Okay, I want to ask you.
The Living Art Podcast.
.com. Okay.
It's coming.
All right. Michael Malone, my
yes.
question, I've run this past everybody. Does this work?
They've had their way with us on both ends of the court. I felt we quit tonight, which is something you never want to see. So I guess for game three, I'm just going to try to find guys that will at least go out there and leave it all on the line. I may have a hard time coming up with five guys that fill that, but these two games, these second halves, have really been disappointing. And that's an understatement.
Does that work?
No. I'm going to have a hard time coming with five guys. These are the guys you got, coach. Your job is to help them win. That's your job, coach.
So bad moment for Michael Malone there?
I think so. Frustration boiling over? You know, sure. Is a coach allowed to vent? Sure. But you got to choose your words, because your words, in this case, weren't for the media, they were for his team. And when you say that publicly, then you invite this conversation that you and I are having. Those guys hear that. It spills over. Then those questions.
It's everywhere.
Then those questions get asked. Is that what you really want? You don't want you guys to put these last two games aside and focus on the next game and have their full focus on that? They got to relive the past because of you, coach. They can't put their 100% focus on the next game. So to answer your question, no, that's a bad card to play at that point.
Mm. Well, what do you do? What is the right move then?
You can have that conversation with your team behind the scenes. You can be as pointed as you want within.
Well, he's played this card before, though. This is not his first time going in this direction. He played this card after game one.
Yeah, you don't. As a coach, you're. There's only so many kings and queens in the deck that you can play.
Mm.
Mike Holmgren promised if we won this game, that he would give us the bye week off. We lost, and we weren't a very good Seahawks team, so it was kind of a phony offer. I think he knew we were going to lose anyway. I think Glenn Foley was our quarterback or something. So on the Monday morning meeting, he walks in, and he gives the team the finger.
Literally?
The finger.
Just the finger. Just boom.
You crapped on me and said, blank me. Well, I say, blank you, and walked out.
And gave you the finger and walked out. Did the guys laugh?
We all laughed. So instead of being seen as
that's funny.
As the leader of men.
Oh, that's funny.
Now he's a toddler having a tantrum.
Oh, too funny.
And you want to respect this guy.
Oh, my God.
You don't want to laugh at him.
How did he come back from that?
It was a terrible season. He didn't come back from that.
Okay. That was it. The respect was gone. It was out the door. There's nothing you can do.
And at that point, there was a nickname brewing.
So that's the risk Malone has run right here.
Yes.
With a team that clearly loves and respects him. I mean.
Do they?
I think so. Boy, I've seen plenty of evidence of that.
The nickname for Mike Holmer became the Big Show. Because it was all about the show of it. But there was no substance behind it. And if Michael Malone keeps playing these cards, it's a show. You're not really looking for five guys. It's not going to be five new starters out there, is there?
Well, let's dig into that. And I think a theme that we've been dealing with is the two concepts. When a team's just better than you.
And which is clear in this case, yes.
Right, appears to be. Or embracing a championship moment, which may be more of the challenge for the Avalanche tonight. More with my guy, Chad Brown, next.
Does your company make safety a top priority? Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment, is here to help make it one. As an authorized distributor of 3M safety products and home to all pro gear, Alliance has a vast inventory of personal protective equipment designed to keep your workers safe, including fall protection, safety glasses, protective gloves, and gas detection solutions. Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net. Call 303-388-8766 or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.
It's The Drive on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Here's Tyler Palumbis and D-Mac.
Chad Brown in for Tyler today. Let's get to what the Avalanche have cooking tonight. So, you play in the NFL for such a long time. You won a championship. Actually, maybe I'll start there. What was the difference, do you think, Chad, with your CU Buffs teams that didn't quite win a national championship, right? And then did win a national championship the next year. What do you think that difference was?
Mental toughness. No doubt about it. Until you are there, I don't think you quite understand the magnitude of the moment, the size of the moment, the pressures, all those pieces that go into that. And your first time there to be playing against, in my case, Notre Dame, having breezed through the rest of the rest of the regular season before that, at no point was your back against the wall. No point were you asked to bring out something that you didn't know was there.
Mm-hmm.
And that next year, after that Notre Dame loss, and I heard you talking to Mark about this, and he used that those back to back Broncos teams using that Jacksonville loss
right.
as that galvanizing moment. We obviously used that loss Notre Dame as that moment for us at CU. And to come back the next year, play them again, be mentally tougher, be more prepared. I don't think we could have won two in a row. If we would have breezed through that year before and won and beat Notre Dame.
You would have slipped the next year at some point.
We would have slipped so because it was all too easy.
You would have dropped two games and it would have been like, oh, man, something like that.
Yeah, right? We would have more. I don't have any regrets about that first Notre Dame loss because we needed it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if we had beaten Notre Dame that first year and lost or had an 8-3 record the next year,
mm-hmm.
that year would have been filled with regrets.
Right.
Because we should have been able to repeat, but we weren't toughened enough to keep that standard up that high.
So where are the Avalanche right now, you think?
I think.
What moment are they at, the championship moment? Or are they at the moment that Mark said the Broncos needed? And you're saying the CU bus back in the day needed.
Seven, eight, nine, to what? They've won like 10 games in a row before they lost the last three.
Yeah.
So I think they're thinking it was going to be easy. When I came on with Zach last week, there was discussion that should this Avs team be included in the Mount Rushmore, in the pantheon of the greatest Colorado sports teams ever? That was the discussion. That was the topic.
Mm-hmm.
And now they dropped three in a row.
Mm-hmm.
So
they could still get there. There's a path to get to that Mount Rushmore.
There's a path.
Tonight's the night. Tonight's going to define.
Clearly.
It. Yeah.
Clearly. And I think, yeah, when everyone tells you how great you are, and I don't know Bednar as a coach. You know, I've had some coaches who, you know, Belichick or my high school football coach who, you know, you beat somebody by 30 points and you feel like you lost by 100.
Mm.
Because they don't want your head to get too big. They don't want you to lose focus. They want to be as – they recognize how difficult it is after winning what it was 10, 11 games in a row to keep the guys focused.
Yeah.
So I don't know who Bednar as a coach is, but, you know, perhaps he got a little comfortable in those moments as well. Hey, we're cruising. Everything's going right. I just don't want to mess it up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got the game tonight. You got your shot.
But let me go back to something else. You got a shot with the Buffs. Sting got a shot with the Broncos. Your Steelers team that lost to the Cowboys did not get another shot. In fact, not only did they not get another shot, you never got another shot. And so you were there. You were at the doorstep. It's a weird moment, right? Like, oh, we had to lose to the Cowboys. And you could make the argument the Broncos with Peyton Manning had that shot as they lost in 48 before they won in 50. But sometimes that's it. That's all you get because there are no guarantees.
Right.
So, okay, what's the difference between we learn from this, we have a shot, and now we can go back the next year and win it, to like when you were with the Steelers, like we had a shot, we didn't get it, and that was it. That's over.
We didn't have a quarterback the next year. We were still good. We still ran the ball. We were good defensively, but rosters changed, so you just can't hope to just recapture the magic from the year before.
All right, but so, okay, so yeah. As long as you're returning your core, you're probably going to be all right and maybe even be better than all right.
For Tampa Bay, returning coaches, returning players, this is about repeating. That's what they're keeping that whole band together for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For the Steelers, it was a completely different situation. We were a completely different team.
This was it.
You know, we went from Neil O'Donnell, who certainly didn't play very well in that Super Bowl, but mm-hmm. helped us get there.
Yeah.
To now where Mike Tomczak and Cordell's trying to work in there, and it just wasn't, Cordell wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Tomczak wasn't the guy. We didn't have good enough quarterback play. We went to New England and played in the old stadium in a fog bowl of a playoff game. And the very first play of the game, Terry Glenn takes Rod Woodson up top for a touchdown, and that was kind of the rest of the game.
Yeah, let me play this. This is from Jay Williams earlier today. Now, this is about the Nuggets, but we can apply it to the Avalanche. Yep. This is what Jay Williams said.
Denver with Jamal Murray will be in the NBA Finals next year.
Really?
I will say, Denver with Jamal Murray, a healthy Michael Porter Jr., Jokic, Will Barton, if you're able to keep this core group together, will be in the NBA Finals.
Will be in the NBA.
I don't know what other movement will happen. Okay. Granted, there's a lot of movement, but you guys act like Jamal Murray didn't set the NBA on fire last year in the bubble, right? And so I'm just saying, if I add that to the equation of what this team has with the pieces, with Aaron Gordon, with the way they play, they have a lot of pieces there defensively, too, with their depth to be there. They're just they're a shell of themselves right now.
I think that's about right. Core's coming back. Michael Porter Jr. will just keep getting better and better. Jamal Murray eventually will be healthy. We already know how he is. And you've got an MVP who's 26 years old. You got a coach, which feels, you know, I like Michael Malone quite a bit. So you got a coach that I think they believe in, although we can parse, you know, what he said here. I think you have that same core with the Avalanche, too, but I do wonder, Chad, you can see from a Nuggets perspective, this has been great the past couple of years. We're in that championship mode next year. That's okay mentally. That's fine. I'm not so sure about the Avalanche. I'm not so sure that this wouldn't be, we blew it. You know, we're filled with regret. This was our year. We should have been better now.
I think the Nuggets have the built-in excuse of injuries. Are they still good? Are they still talented? You know, are they playing to the level of the Suns? No, they're not. But they can just point to, hey, missing our top three-point guards, that's a pretty significant issue to go into the playoffs with. So for them to kind of be able to focus on next year and know this year, the cards just aren't playing right for us with the injuries versus the Avs where everything lined up.
Yeah.
And then you start playing Vegas and it all fell apart.
Whew. Did you beat the Cowboys that year in the Super Bowl?
Could we have beat them?
Yeah.
We played 10 times. Probably four.
Was there a player or a position that if it was slightly better, you know you would have beat them?
If Rod Woodson had been healthy, that changes things.
Okay.
Because now we can eliminate Michael Irvin.
Okay.
We can do things like that. We can double up Jay Novacek, but without Rod Woodson, I mean, he played in the game with...
Did you feel that before the game?
No, we were... very confident, and we thought people were doubting us, and we were, underrated.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't given a shot that we thought we had earned.
Mm-hmm.
We thought we could play with them, but I think we recognized we needed a break here or there to really win, because that's, I mean, I heard Stink running down the Cowboys offense earlier.
Yeah,
I mean, everybody's a Pro Bowl and all pro.
Right.
You know, we were pretty good on defense, but we couldn't match offensively with that firepower that they had.
Well, we'll see with that matchup. The game gets going in just a little more than an hour. Big crowd, raucous.
Yeah.
Here's a moment.
They got and teams, organizations are made by moments.
Here it is.
At CU, they have those bricks that are on the wall, these brick building games. Yep. This could be one of those for the Avs.
History and legacy is made of such moments.
Absolutely.
And we'll see what it's all about tonight. Can't wait. Should be really exciting. Top six coming up next.